Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Tamim Iqbal gave the sparse crowd at the Shiri Bangla National Stadium something to cheer with a 38-ball half-century late on the second day. But the West Indies' imposing first innings total, coupled with the removal of the Bangladesh top order, meant that it was they who remained firmly in charge of the first test. West Indies had resumed the day on 361 for 4, with Shivnarine Chanderpaul and Dinesh Ramdin both unbeaten. The two wouldn't be parted and were still together when West Indies skipper Darren Sammy decided enough was enough some 54 overs later, declaring his side's first innings on 527 for 4. Chanderpaul equalled his previous highest score in Test cricket of 203 not out, while Ramdin made his second century of the year as the two added an unbroken 296 for the fifth wicket. Bangladesh then closed on 164 for 3 after Tammy made 72 in 71, still 363 behind and with work to do just to avoid the follow-on. England have confirmed that fast bowler Stephen Finn will miss the opening test against India due to the thigh injury he picked up in the opening match of the tour. Meanwhile, India have called up Ashok Dinda to cover for Ishan Sharma, who is doubtful with a viral illness for the match which begins in Ahmedabad tomorrow morning. Finn limped out of the tour's opener against India A with a thigh strain and has not featured since, although England are more optimistic about the fitness of Stuart Broad. He suffered a heel injury playing Mumbai A but has since recovered enough to train fully alongside fellow quicks Tim Bresnan, Graham Onions and James Anderson. Dinda has yet to play a test match, although he has featured in 10 one-day internationals and 5 2020 internationals since making his debut in 2010. Umesh Yadav and Zahir Khan are the other pacers in India's squad. Stuart Law has been appointed as Australia's new batting coach on an interim basis, following Justin Langer's decision to take over as Western Australia coach. Former Bangladesh and Sri Lanka coach Law has been heading up Australia's Centre of Excellence, as well as working with the women's team and the under-19s. He will now work with the squad until the end of the third test against Sri Lanka in January, when the situation will be reviewed. Law played one test and 54 one-day internationals during his career between 1988 and 2009, in which he represented Queensland, Derbyshire, Essex and Lancashire.